Episode number 88 of the Unknown Games podcast, where we're going to be talking about.
We're live.
We're live.
I just ruined the intro.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, you know, we're off to a great start as always here. You know, I got the best people in the world on tonight's podcast because hey, we're doing it on Twitch for, you know, we are talking about E3, so we had to wait for E3's best news to finish, which. Honestly, it was worth it.
Was it really?
I mean, it was kind of worth it. I mean, you know, it was kind of worth it.
You know what? Here's what. It was worth it because we got this.
Here to kill chaos.
You want to kill chaos? Can we kill chaos together?
I'm so fucking horny.
Chaos has been waiting for us.
I mean, I've been wanting to do something to Chaos for a long time, but no one allowed me to.
I bet you there's at least one person named Chaos in like America or something, and he's probably just sweating.
You know what it's actually saying. You know what it's actually saying? They just really wanted to kill Xenosaga for the end. They just really wanted to take out Chaos.
They hate Chaos.
They hate him so much.
Well, yeah. Speaking of Xenosaga, by the way, you guys should really check out the cult classic, you know, Xenosaga 1, 2, 3 on the PS2.
Oh, man. But,
Really? In the game. That's the only thing I knew about Xenosaga.
Oh, my goodness. Gotta say. I guess we should kind of start this off properly. Shout outs to the Twisted Cape, who's here right now listening to the podcast as well on Twitch. So if you are here, if you're listening on Twitch or if you're listening on the normal means, aka in your ears on iTunes or Spotify or Google. Hey, man, you know, it's tradition. I got to say in your ears because you could be listening.
Every time it never makes sense. Yeah.
You could be listening in your heart. And then what?
Yeah, that's when you take a pair of Apple AirPods. You just. Strap them to your chest.
But yeah, welcome to the Unknown Games podcast where we talk about video games, life in Japan, the occasional fast food, and we got a treat for you today because my co-host, the Game Foul, the Duck himself,
the Game Duck,
he's going to be committing a foul sin of gluttony on the podcast right now.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, and with this gun, I'm gonna kill myself.
Don't do that. Not yet.
Too soon. Episode 100 special. All right, guys, thanks for the ride. We're dead now.
No more death. And I'm also joined. We're also joined by, hey, you know, Ehed, friend of the show, the family, the man, the degenerate lawyer, the one who's gonna bail us out when we get caught saying some crazy stuff, and we need help. Ehe.
Yeah.
I'm here to kill chaos.
Yeah. Shout out to Ehe for being my one of my mods and for admitting on stream last night that he has no libido.
I'm so fucking horny for chaos.
is that what we're getting out of this today? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I see the light. But yeah, no joke. We hadn't had this formation since episode 69.
Holy shit! Yeah,
formation. We haven't taken this position since episode.
It was a horrible episode.
Yeah. Hey, you always think of it as a horrible episode. That was one of our best episodes to date.
It is actually one of our best episodes. Yeah.
Is one of our best episodes.
I think it's tradition for every time that Ehe comes on to he just embarrasses himself
because I'm the main draw, baby.
I mean, we did you say something about a baby?
I'm the main draw.
Was that your chair squeaking?
Who is that? Squeak. Hey, why is your chair squeaking, bro?
That's like some comedic timing right there. Here. I'm the main draw, baby. Squeak.
Squeak. Anyway, so Alex was really excited about this because he hasn't eaten dinner yet, and apparently he bought some chicken nuggets from McDonald's. Special chicken nuggets. What's so special about them?
I mean, so I was talking about this on my stream last night, actually, in which case you guys can follow me at twitch.tv/read24. It's on screen right there. But I was talking about this on stream, how like starting today in at McDonald's in Japan, they brought back the spicy nuggets.
Spicy nuggies?
Yeah, so they
spicy
bring,
nuggies.
They bring spicy nugs back for a limited time every year, and they take them away because McDonald's likes to do that. But they're finally back again starting today. And what they do, not just spicy nugs. So here they are. I got them on, like, here. This is the spicy nugs. Just open them up. Just like, kind of red or whatever.
I'm just going to, like, make your screen bigger than everyone else's right now so everyone can see the power of the nuggets.
The power of the nuggets.
Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah.
He's not even, like... Look at those nuggets, Chad.
Like, yeah, it's like, just get behind, like, fucking it right here. So they're just like, they're not that spicy by themselves, but every time McDonald's has limited nuggets or whatever, they have sauces. So here are the two limited sauces we have on my right. This is like Kogashi Ninuku Rayu sauce. So, like, what is it? Like roasted garlic chili oil sauce.
Yeah.
And then we have triple spicy. Just called triple spicy.
Triple spice sauce.
Yeah. So let's go ahead. Let's try one of these. So I'm gonna grab a nug and I'm gonna try a sauce. Like, what sauce do you guys want to try first? Triple spicy or the
triple spicy? Yeah. So prefacing this, anything in Japan is not actually spicy. It's like wannabe spicy. They can't handle
spice.
Japan is like the opposite of Indonesia.
Yeah,
we're hoping Twisted Cape this burns his tongue off. Let's go.
Okay, so I'm opening this triple spice right now.
Is it that hard to open?
I'm trying to do it without spilling sauce on my crotch.
Oh, that would not be good.
Yeah,
and I just had a horrible thought.
Yeah, because what? Anyways, you want to grab?
What was that?
I'll grab a nugget and then I'll just fucking here. All right. I mean, I don't think it's that spicy.
Do you double dip your nuggets?
I do.
We're all just waiting for the reaction.
Yeah, was there a BTS meal on Japan?
No, not in Japan.
No, Japan's
decently spicy.
BTS.
You want, you guys? It's decently spicy.
It's actually spicy. Is it like the Japanese, like, togarashi pepper, or is it a what kind of spice?
It's like a Chinese spice, I guess.
Okay, like something you'd have like in a Chinese restaurant, that kind of that spice specific.
Yeah, that was good. So let's try the roasted garlic Ryu sauce.
Why roasted garlic and Ryu?
What's a Ryu? What's a Ryu?
Chili oil.
Oh.
Okay, there we go. This is the other sauce.
Yeah, put it in your mouth.
Don't.
Oh, that's good. It was good.
So that's a tasty one.
It was good. Mm-hmm.
So if you, so usually for like five nuggets, you can only get two. I think it's two packs, right? Two sauce packs.
Right.
For 15 nuggets, they give you three. If you had the 15 nuggets, which one would you get? What sauces would you get? Two of or three of? What would you mix and match, or would you go all?
That's an awesome question, Adrian. I would get one of the Ninuku.
Okay, one garlic.
I would get one of the triple spice.
Okay, here's the tiebreaker.
And then I would get another triple spice.
Snap. So it's a triple spice is actually the winner. I have to go.
I got 15 nuggets.
Oh, you did get the 15
nuggets.
That's
what nuggets. That means, yeah.
This man.
He's got 15 nuggets.
You have grabbed the sweet and sour because that's the best sauce.
We don't have sweet and sour traditionally here.
Why?
We have honey mustard. We have honey mustard and barbecue. That's it.
Honey mustard and that's sweet and sour. Then
honey mustard is not sweet and sour. I mean, it is kind of a sweet and sour, but it's not sweet and sour. It's not that sweet and sour sauce.
Okay, you can unbigify me now. You can reduce the size of my book.
Okay. I've been holding on to this because I don't actually know where what's going to happen.
Just undo, dude. OBS added undo. Control Z that shit.
Oh snap. Let's go. The OBS, masters have spoken.
Right there.
Remember, we go, guys.
For anyone who streams, that's like a godsend right there.
It really is nice. So if you're using OBS Studio, definitely go ahead and update to, I believe it's version 28. Yeah, it's 27. I'm looking forward to the future when they add some more stuff. Also, get that NVIDIA. It's also there if you have a NVIDIA graphics card. Anyways, I guess we should go ahead and just jump on into the show. I don't know if you have anything you guys want to talk about. I mean, E3 happened. I guess we can do, you know, let's, before we get into it. Yeah, let's just get into it with that. E3 happened.
Yeah.
What was your initial, what's your reaction after everything, after everything's been said and done? How do you feel?
That's a good question. I'm going to let Ahead go first because I'm going to duck off camera and I'm going to stuff my face with nuggets.
I thought you were going to.
No, so go ahead, buddy.
Ahead?
Oh, yeah, video games.
Ahead, that, what?
I mean, the best way to put it, there was some video game at E3.
There were some video games at E3. Yes, they existed.
Not a lot, but some video game. You know?
I mean,
which is weird because E3 is about video game.
It is. And I mean, like, the thing was, did you, because we watched the Nintendo thing last night and we both said it, like, you know, when Kazama was tossing folks off the spoiler alert right there for Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. You know, we both gave an audible, oh snap, yeah, like, yeah. We were hyped, we were excited.
Okay, that's the last day of E3, and that's the only thing I've popped for E3 this year. I've been like, get out of my chair and start jumping around.
That was the only thing.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that I was surprised by E3 this year.
And I mean, and like, yeah, continue.
Stuff later, but yeah, there's not a lot of stuff at E3 this year.
I mean, I would almost run down the. I mean, you'll see it when we go down the list. There were a lot of different shows at E3. I mean, a lot. Not just E3, but just the entire week of E3. You know, we had Game Fest. Summer Game Fest kicking everything off, and then we went to Microsoft. Well, Gearbox, Microsoft, Square Enix, Capcom, Bandai Namco was there, of course, and then Nintendo. Their name was on the list ahead.
Capcom wasn't there.
Their names were, well, Capcom, hold up. Isn't it kind of funny that Capcom probably should have did what Bandai Namco did instead? Like, yeah. And then Bandai Namco definitely shouldn't have done what Capcom did. Because Capcom spent money to put themselves on a stage, rent some stuff, get a host to just be like, hey, some Resident Evil DLC by popular demand is just now starting development. I'm like, you thought it would have already been in development? I don't know why you just didn't have an announcement. But yeah, I mean, it is one of those things where I think the overall general consensus was probably that E3 was a little bit underwhelming this year.
It is underwhelming.
And I don't
not even underwhelming. It's like basement whelming.
It's just it's like the basement, it's under the basement level of underwhelming. Ruination coming up in here. What's up, Ruination? Saying that Resident Evil 8 DLC, nothing else, and enjoy this text. Yeah, it was in text form. They didn't even have it in like a trailer or like voice. It was just by popular demand. There is Resident Evil Village DLC coming. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
They put a lot of the budget on Lady, this is Mrs. Chow.
Yeah, and then they lost, like, they couldn't spend anything after that.
Yeah. But I mean, realistically, I think honestly, last year and leading up to this, a lot of the games that have come out from these publishers, we've had a really good years. Capcom specifically, they had nothing. I mean, Devil May Cry was amazing. Resident Evil was amazing. They even had, you know, all the stuff in between that. There was nothing else left for them to show. What else were they going to show? Power Stone. Why didn't they show Power Stone?
I mean, yeah, so... Sorry, I'm crying, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Didn't you say...
I'm not crying because it's spicy. I'm crying because I'm sad for E3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's up, Rune Nation? How's it going?
First time watching the podcast.
Yeah.
Hi, Root and he. Okay.
And he.
Okay. Hey. That's my name now. He.
No, it's three he. That's like a Michael Jackson kind of noise.
That's... Okay. Continue. I forgot.
So what was I even saying?
We were talking about Capcom and you were crying for E3.
Yeah, no, so Capcom like obviously didn't bring too much, and I think the joke of the okay, no, there's a bigger joke of E3, but
yes, yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. But like Capcom probably honestly could have skipped. I feel like Capcom could have just put out like a video on YouTube, not even live, just pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm.
Put out a bunch of stuff, and then they say like working on Resi DLC, and we'll have more for you at Gamescom or more TGS or whatever.
Exactly, Exactly. They and I feel like that was the same for a lot of the publishers. And when we get into it, I think there were a lot of games shown. But what me and Ed had kind of noticed was that there's a lot of games that were shown on multiple stages or multiple conferences. Like you saw the same game three times at one what point. Some of these games.
Channel Blight. They showed this game three different times.
Really, I didn't pay attention to it, but
we saw the Avengers, not Avengers, but Guardians of the Galaxy game. At least twice. We saw some of the more indie games, of course, because we had the Guerrilla Collection. I think that's what it's called, Guerrilla Collective. No, the Guerrilla Collective. There we go. And we also had there was Future Games. There was all these other like mini game shows. I call them shows, but streams that had a lot of these. The Devolver Digital thing, you know, there's just a lot of stuff. That.
Also, Limited Run had their own thing, apparently, where they announced a release of Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, and I'm so jazzed about that.
Is that a porn game?
It's not a porn game. I guess if anyone who doesn't know what this game is, so guys have probably heard of the Angry Video Game Nerd, right?
Yes, he's an angry.
So
video
he
game
did
there,
it oh, so a couple years ago of a game called Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. It's like a 3DO game or whatever. It's like a point and click text adventure or something like that, right?
Uh huh.
It's like really bad, like really actually bad. If you guys haven't seen that episode, like YouTube it. It's really funny, but Limited Run apparently are just gonna re-release that on like PS4 and modern platforms, and I'm so excited to like play that game for myself.
I mean, we did have Metal Slug coming back too. I thought that was a nice little announcement.
This is way better.
Let me get my snake voice in there. And then Twisted Cape is saying, do you think Sony shows up at Gamescom or do a state of play instead? Because was Sony a part of the whole not bring anything good to E3? I mean, they weren't there.
Because they didn't show up. Because they knew
they didn't show up.
I mean, I here's the thing. Sony, I think they put out a statement saying that they want to innovate. They want to show stuff when they have stuff to show. And I guess they just don't have anything right now. They just had Ratchet and Clank come out, and
they showed off a bunch of stuff recently though before E3. So
they shown the Horizon game, the new Horizon game.
I think if they had shown up to E3, it would have been just a repeat of what they had already shown, which is why they didn't come at all.
They're gonna become like Capcom if they show up.
Yeah. So here's my theory. Honestly, I think I'm guessing this is what happened. Is that I think not a lot of developers expected there to be an E3 this year in any kind of form.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So what happened was they didn't prepare a vertical slice of any kind of game demo, or they didn't plan on announcing certain things at this point in the year because they just weren't counting on E3 on being a thing right now. Mm-hmm. So they were probably holding all of their eggs for Gamescom if it hasn't been canceled already, and or TGS, which has been announced. That's we're having TGS, so they might have canceled.
What's the Jeff Keighley thing?
The Game Awards show?
Oh no!
You talk about the
summer
games?
Summer of Game. Jeff Keighley show up at E3. Forget about him.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: Jeff Keighley arguably encompassed E3 himself. I mean, I'm going to pull it up on the website right here, and what Jeff Keighley had was it didn't matter the publisher. It didn't matter the publisher. Look at this. 2K, Activision. Course, it's sponsored by Amazon, Blizzard, Capcom, Devolver Digital, EA, Epic, Bandai Namco, Sega.
PlayStation. Have a game division? What?
Amazon? Yeah, Amazon has games, dude.
Yeah, they have.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, they have a game division. Where you been? Where you been? Half their stuff has been canceled, but they have
one. I thought it was Stadia.
No, that's Google.
That's Google, yeah.
But I mean, Steam, they had everything that you pretty much want. If they really wanted to do an E3, they could have done this. Netflix? Yeah, Netflix.
Where's Netflix?
Netflix is on here. It's sponsored. Yeah. So Netflix was also doing their own thing with Netflix Geeked Week, which they had 4 or 5 days of announcements and shows. And at the end, Jeff Keighley actually showed up on their stream, and they were pimping Switch cases. Man, I kid you not. There was these are some great Switch cases. So anyways, I mean, I honestly, I feel like for a future of E3, I think the ESA, maybe they just die. Maybe they just finally just give up the ghost, because E3 was already on its way out. Yeah, people didn't know what was going to happen. I think Jeff Keighley steps in and just does it the same way. Just does it.
We're taking over.
Mm. Yeah, I really think like the pandemic had changed. It was definitely a catalyst for what E3 has become now. Mm-hmm. I know they're trying to get back on their feet and they're trying to do a thing with like, oh, we're going to be streaming E3 from now on. But I just don't know like the value of E3 for certain developers, because it was traditionally like a hype train. It was like they would start their announcements here and like show off new games, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was back when we had less events. We had E3 and then TGS, and then like a while after that we had E3, then Gamescom, then TGS.
Exactly.
And then after that we had maybe GDC. It's not meant for that kind of stuff, but maybe GDC.
GDC would have some kind of announcements too, here and there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now that like there's fucking Summer Game Fest and you know whatever the fuck New Game Plus was, you know, like
that did happen. New Game Plus
did
happen.
New Game Plus like together last year. And they didn't show anything. Nothing. At all.
I was like, here we go. This sounds cool. I'm like, what is? Yeah. Anyways, I don't know.
But I mean, so you know, Twisted Cave is saying that Netflix is also trying to get into gaming, and there was that rumor, and I can't remember where I saw it. It might not even been a rumor that they were actually thinking of doing some type of service similar to like a Game Pass or anything that maybe like Stadia, probably more like a Stadia because they specialize in streaming. So, I mean, that's one thing, and we had news that, you know, Xbox is doing their own little thing there. But back to Summer Game Fest. I mean, you can look at the schedule right now, June 17th, June 23rd, July 22nd, July 29th. They've got events and kind of things that they're doing throughout the entire summer just for this. And I feel like what these would eventually kind of turn into would be those, hey, Nintendo's slotted here. This is where Sony or Microsoft is slotted into if they want to do it right here and have their own keynote. And I feel like Jeff just does a better job at presenting it and having it more organized, because I don't have to look at five different websites to find out what I want. You know, that's been part of the issue for me again this year, is just trying to keep track of all the streams and announcements, because there's just, I've seen so many streams now where they're all grouped up. It's like, hey, today is Bandai Namco, Square Enix, and like something else. And like the actual stream is like a 5-hour stream.
Is that not the same problem that TGS is having though? Because that's what happened with TGS last year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the same problem with TGS last year, which is the opposite for us, because we were actually up for TGS, you know what I mean? It was on our time zone, but when it's not on our time zone, I was just like, man, what? This is something else.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, so we're in Japan. Else. Yeah, we're in Japan. So like when TGS happens, I'm awake for all of those announcements, right?
Mm-hmm.
For E3 though, I remember I would just wake up, I'd check Twitter, and I was like, what happened last night? Like,
yeah, it's either people freaking out or it's either people not talking about anything because there's nothing.
Yeah, I woke up a couple days ago, checked Twitter, and I'm like, why the fuck is everyone yelling at Chaos? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing to wake up.
I was like, what happened?
it's like, because we're like behind on it, and we're just like, we get up and we're like, what is this? So it is kind of, because when E3 was going at the prime, we would actually still be up. I remember it was streaming while we were working.
So, yeah, right, yeah.
Right, right. So it was actually kind of interesting that, hey, we're finally on the opposite side of that and really weren't a part of it as much. And maybe that had something to do with just how we felt. But, I mean, what would you like to see done differently if this is done next year in the same way or not? Like, what would you like to see improved on E3? Because
honestly, I mean, if anything, like, just have, like, the big developer, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, it's not going to happen anymore, but, like, big companies to go just have their day. So, like, day one is, I think it's fine as it is in this way, where it's, like, Microsoft day one, Sony day two, Nintendo day three.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the other companies, like Bandai Namco and Capcom and Square Enix or whatever, they'll go after the first parties, right?
Right, right.
They'll go before the first party.
Sorry, what?
The first party should be the main event.
Yeah. And then have like, you know, Square go after that. So that's fine. I don't have an issue with how it was done this year. To be honest, I think most of the people's issues with E3 this year, if I'm not mistaken, is just everyone was disappointed with not how it was set up, but just the content of E3. I think that's the main problem for everyone, is just not how it was, but just no one gave a shit this year. That's all.
I think because like the amount of games that we were shown were, I mean, we'll go over to Microsoft and we'll look at the list. It's insane. There was a lot of games shown, but they were all, and I think, hey, you might have told me this off off stream. Yeah. They were all trailers. And what I felt like is we lost some of that personal like feel that devs would come to E3 and they would, as much as we hated this, because remember, it would extend the show for like, oh, let's look at this one show for 2.5 hours on four, or 2 hours. But them getting up on stage and actually demoing it and then kind of showing that vertical slice, like Root was saying, and having that prepared, that made a difference. That made a difference, really.
Like this year, they like Bethesda showed 2 games and they announced Starfield like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And there haven't been even any gameplay yet. They haven't shown cinematics.
Do we get any vertical slices? Like, no. I know Nintendo showed Breath of the Wild, but aside from that.
Outside from Nintendo and Square. Well, I mean, the Avengers, give them credit. Not Avengers, but Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Right. They showed a whole, 10 minutes? They showed an actual game slice. Yeah. They actually did.
Square Enix actually showed gameplay, unlike Bethesda.
And I think that's the thing, though, is that Bethesda, arguably one of the most hypest game reveals. I honestly felt kind of let down because it was just a trailer, and it was a nice trailer and everything, but I wanted more for something that's especially kind of like the headline game. Now we did have gameplay from gameplay in a trailer for the master, you know, Halo Infinite. But that's different. It wasn't kind of walking us through like, hey, here's the A and B of what you're doing in the game. So,
right.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. That,
yeah.
What would you say, like, what is everyone's, like, top pick for E3?
For each day or?
No.
The whole E3?
Like, for all of
E3. For me, I gotta say, trailer-wise, I was most impressed by Elden Ring.
Sure. Okay.
Second to, well, it's kind of hard because Breath of the Wild too. That I'm sorry, when they just opened up and he's just falling from the sky. Look, I don't have a Switch. I ain't played Breath of the Wild, but I'm just saying that was pretty amazing. And then Kazuya and Smash. That was even. Those are my top three.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, and a Plague Tale.
Sequel. Oh, for me, me and Trix watch Nintendo together last night, and we did pop for Kazuya Mishima. He appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, drop, I mean, that drop. Was
good drop.
Kazuya is definitely one of my highlights for E3. Definitely Breath of the Wild 2 and SMT5.
Okay,
and all from Nintendo. It's like,
it's all from Nintendo, so Nintendo saved it for you. Yeah. That's cool. I think for me, it's just like, honestly, it's got to be the Pixel Remasters of Final Fantasy 1 through 6.
We don't know what that is, though. What is a Pixel Remaster? We don't even know, because they specifically used for the Dragon Quest remaster of 3.
2D HD,
2D HD, but this was just Pixel Remaster.
It's not anything fancy. Like,
they've already
not,
remastered those, have they not?
I mean, yes, but they sucked. So they're like doing it again, I guess. They're just making them like more, what's the word? More true to the original games. So that's good. So here's what they did for all the games. So Final Fantasy 1 and 2, I think they put them on PSP with like widescreen mode, and those are really good. FF3 actually got a 3D remake. FF4 got both a remaster in a sense and a 3D remake. FF5 got a mobile port with disgusting graphics, and FF6 got a mobile port with disgusting graphics. So
FF7 got a remake.
FF7 got a remake. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to say, like, for anyone who wanted to play through not a 3D version of 3 and who don't have a PSP and don't want to touch the mobile ports of 5 and 6, like, this is basically what you were looking for, right? As someone who wanted to go back and play some of the older Final Fantasies, like, this is for me, it's not a big deal, but it's really nice. It's definitely unexpected for me, and I was like, okay, this is awesome. I know a lot of people are disappointed. Like, there's a bunch of dislikes on that trailer, the Pixel Remaster. It's not as many dislikes as another trailer, but has a bunch of dislikes because it's coming to Steam and mobile only. So anyone who has a console is like not able to play that.
It's like
everyone has a phone, right?
Yeah.
Everyone who has a phone, it's kind of like, no, bro, you guys just need to just that. I don't know. That's kind of a strange thing, but we thought that like honestly, I thought that there would be a little bit more of a surprise from Square. We talk
we
about this
got
all the time. I am talking about and so I mean we do have the was it Legend of Mana remake. That's fine.
That's not a surprise. That's not a surprise. Like a year ago. That's
exactly.
Been on
you know,
Steam.
You know what
months.
We've been asking for. We could have got something like we could have got a tactics remade 2D
sure.
HD. That would have been crazy. They could
sure,
even
sure,
do
sure.
Chrono Trigger. I wanted the crazy stuff, Alex.
Well,
I wanted the crazy stuff.
I wanted Chrono Trigger too. Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted the crazy stuff.
I wanted Chrono Trigger too, but I mean, we didn't get that, obviously. But I think in my ripe old age, I've just grown to be like, nothing's gonna happen anymore. But
nothing's
like,
gonna happen.
Yeah. So I'm surprised by everything, basically. But Square did bring out a surprise. Like it or not, they brought out a fucking surprise, right?
Let's hop on into this. But before that, Nim, thanks for joining. And yeah, she's happy about like Fatal Frame 5. I gotta say, that was actually a pretty cool announcement over in the in the Nintendo conference towards the end. I keep calling them conferences. Sorry, the direct. But
like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But Fatal Frame 5 being ported to other platforms finally.
Yeah, I Fatal Frame is that's good. I mean, like I think people assume that they kind of forgot about Fatal Frame, but you know they haven't, so that's nice to see.
That is true.
Definitely, honestly, it was a surprise actually. So that and where do I have it here? Hold on.
Do you want me to? Do you want...
Oh yeah, Danganronpa edition, baby. They are making the mini game thing.
Yes, I will
get that game. I like that mini game.
Yep.
It's not even a mini game. It's another mod. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a full on mode. So when they said like it's called Danganronpa Decadence, and I'm like, oh, here we fucking go, baby. Yeah.
Oh, this has been deleted. Why was it deleted? Oh, no. I'm over here trying to look up the trailer for this thing. It's like Danganronpa has been deleted. What?
Yeah,
well, Decadence. Give me that trailer.
I mean, yeah, I don't miss mistake. So yeah.
Give me that trailer game. There we go. Sorry,
so
it's on the screen
one,
now.
This is just the first three games, mainline games, put into a single package here. So that's
They didn't put the weird
the shooter yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean this is the 10th anniversary of the series, so they've been kind of going all out on what they've been doing. And I think if you're a fan of the game, I know Root has tried to get me to play. Ehe was asking if I had actually played it before, and I had told him like I bought the Nonary games instead, or the 999 series.
Yeah,
I think.
the Zero Escape.
Yeah. So I got that one instead of the Danganronpa just because of the art style for me. But I mean, I don't think anyone was like disappointed with this. I think.
No, because Danganronpa is the shit. Because... okay. Danganronpa is so good. Shit. Yeah.
And along with this, I think we have this is from Capcom, but what's Homeboy's name? Not Phoenix Wright, but Smurlock.
S. Attorney.
Herlock
Smolms. His name's not Sherlock. Smolms.
Yeah, Herlock Sholmes.
He's finally going to be coming over to the U.S.
To the West. Yeah. Yeah.
Those licensing issues, I guess, with Sherlock Holmes have been resolved.
I know, because Sherlock Holmes is in public domain for like years now. I think it was just a translation problem, to be honest.
It was a translation. They couldn't put Sherlock Holmes all over
really
the place.
So, yeah.
The great detective.
Oh, we are talking about Sherlock Holmes and
Herlock Sholmes.
Yeah, the great attorney, I think it's called. Yeah. They've been out on 3DS in Japan for years and years and years, but they never got localized. But now, finally, it's coming out like in a month or something, actually. So
Right. So I think, you know, a lot of people are going to be excited about that. And as we see on the screen, we just finished that up. But you know what? Let's just hop on in. I think we'll start with Square first. We'll just, you know what? Let's just go to Square first, start with them, and just run down what they showed. Because honestly, we can finish up most of these relatively.
Oh, we're not going to start from Xbox?
No. Oh, you want to start from Xbox? You want to start from the top? Okay.
Here's the one good thing that came out of Microsoft's thing is Yakuza Like a Dragon is on Game Pass now. So.
Yeah,
it is.
But,
If you need to get it now.
Who used the Windows Store? They should put the Game Pass on Steam.
On
like,
Steam, yeah.
They did announce that they are bringing Game Pass to pretty much any smart TV. iPhone. Like, I mean, pretty much anywhere now. So once it's on a smart TV, you just stream games.
Yeah, you mean like Xbox, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that if you have a good internet connection, that's fine. And you're not playing like a competitive shooter, sure. But
Where's Stadia?
don't ask. They won't tell. But don't ask and don't say anything. Nim is saying that she's also glad to see that they're developing more the Danganronpa board game mode. So that's happening. Yeah, I was gonna say Twisted Cape is also
because Danganronpa is the fucking best.
But yeah, going over here, you know, Twisted Cape was excited for the Xbox and Bethesda showcase. I mean, they had so many announcements: Starfield, Stalker 2, Back for Blood 2, Back for Blood 2, just Back for Blood.
Just Back for Blood, yeah. You're thinking about Left 4 Dead 2.
I hope the sequel is called Back for More Blood.
More
or
Blood.
Back
or more Blood. Contraband, Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life, Battlefield 2042, which we'd seen already from EA's kind of reveal.
Yeah, they put
bit.
That out like
they,
a 2 days.
They showed a lot of stuff, but we didn't know all of this stuff. Like Contraband, what the fuck is Contraband?
Contraband.
This game is going to be like a co-op open world, but they didn't show anything.
They didn't show anything. This trailer, and I'm not even going to like full screen. Okay, I'm not going to full screen it.
No. Don't give it full screen. It doesn't deserve full screen.
It doesn't. It's just, it's spinning on a, there's nothing. I mean, there's really nothing that's happening here.
Dude, if it's like a indie band simulator where you can go around with your friend,
oh and
you
snap! Can I full screen.
Smuggle in cell phones in your butthole into a prison. Then yeah, that's what I want.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Oh no. But I mean, so that's an example of the kind of trailers that we weren't exactly excited for. Yeah, but more announcements. 12 minutes. That's coming out. I'm excited for August 19th.
Speaking about Sea of Thieves, What's the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean? Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. Yeah.
Oh, Jack Sparrow and David Jones are going to be in there. I mean, you can see that Microsoft, that what they've been doing over the past X amount of years with, of course, some of these games we've already known about. Psychonauts 2. Been
announced for quite some time.
Some of these have been quite some time.
Fucking Fallout 76. Like, oh, cool.
More updates for there. But yeah. I mean, these games do have their communities. And I think what's more important, and you know, Hades is coming to Xbox Game Pass, is all the stuff is coming to Game Pass. Everything they show either said console launch exclusive or coming to Game Pass or optimized for Xbox, whatever. I mean, like all this stuff was good. And I think the meat and potatoes of what they wanted to kind of solidify was, you know, Halo Infinite, the multiplayer, of course, we knew it was free, but they just made sure like, hey guys, just want to make sure you know.
I didn't know about this
this is not new. Yeah, he's right. Yeah. They announced that it was free quite some time ago.
And that is nice. What they showed of the actual trailer with Master Chief in it, who's looking thick, similar to almost like how he says...
hold on.
What? Can we repeat that?
I said Master Chief is looking thick, y'all. Okay. You want me to go find the new I don't know. I'm over here trying to find like where the heck is a Master Chief screenshot. I'm just saying he looks more like he looked in the original Halos. He's got a bigger build, and I cannot find it.
But yeah, he's been
he's chunky. He's chunky. Fine. You know what? He's chunky. Chunky. He's chunky. No,
call him. Call him thick. You already said him.
Call him thick. Thicc. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I just closed the window.
He's
Master Chief just made me close the window, chat. I'm no good anymore. Thanks, Chief.
Way to
do that to me. But no, so I mean that was one of the things, Halo Infinite. And I enjoyed it. Honestly, I enjoyed that presentation. But you know, like Twisted Cape
better than last year presentation.
Rancher 2. Did anyone see this? Did anyone see Rancher 2?
That's cool. That's cool.
No, it was strange. Why was this show? Why wasn't this on a Nintendo platform?
Everyone's gonna be on Game Pass or whatever the fuck.
Everyone, let's look at this happy as heck Xbox game.
You saying Xbox can't have happy games?
No, they're not supposed to be happy. They're supposed to be mean and gritty.
No, that's Sony
are you,
now.
Are you
dude.
Think Xbox gamer just a dude rule kind of stuff?
Look. I'm calling it how I see it.
Like this can't be on the same platform as my thick chief.
Look at that. Thick. What would thick chief do to that blob? Would step on it.
Oh no! Don't think about that.
That's funny. All due respect, it does look like a fun game for if you're into blobs and sucking them up. We continue to move on.
It's always been the weirdest episode.
Oh man, I think I don't know if anyone else in the chat was excited about this, and let's not go all over the place with all these things, but this game Replaced was shown 4 years ago.
Really?
Does anyone remember? It was a cyberpunk set game with these 3D pixels, these really good pixel art, right? With that was in the foreground.
This game was cool. This game.
That's what it turned into. That's what this is.
I actually think this was super hot because of the opening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The opening reminds me of super hot, but
it does kind of.
Oh fucking dope.
This is I'm glad that it's still around because this, it was supported by Microsoft since the beginning. Like this was an Xbox 360, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, whatever exclusive.
This is going to be on console and PC though, right?
It is going to be on PC.
Probably. Yeah, I think it's probably going to be on PC as well. I mean, this just looks beautiful the way they've done this.
Everything Xbox shown is going to be on PC.
On PC as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
So
yeah, this looks good. Definitely. Like, it definitely has that the kind of Octopath vibe where it's like realistic lighting with pixel art on, depth of field. Like, it looks really good.
There should be another game look like this. I think it's called Ayuden. Ayuden looks so good too.
Yeah, on Kickstarter actually. Yeah.
That was whose show was that showcased?
Xbox,
right?
This
game, Outer Worlds 2. Who asked for Outer Worlds 2?
Oh, hold up. This was one of the best trailers. Outer Worlds 2 had the best trailer. The trailer was literally just saying, we literally have a trailer.
Have you played the first Outer Worlds?
I'm not a gritty gamer.
Kind of mediocre.
Hey, look, I respect it, but all I'm saying is that this trailer was actually comedically hilarious just because it was admitting half of the things that we've been talking about tonight are all represented in this trailer.
Oh, yeah.
It's right. Literally like, hey, guess what, guys? We've got a trailer for you of that one thing that's actually not going to be in the game because we haven't actually thought about it yet.
They still shown cinematic trailer. They didn't show gameplay.
Yeah, there's no gameplay. There's no gameplay.
If they show gameplay after that, I would forgive them, but they didn't show any gameplay too.
That's because they made it clear they don't have anything determined yet.
They probably just weren't ready, really.
But yeah, so that was a thing. But I guess we should just probably end on Microsoft with just not the flight simulator, not Forza Horizon 5, but Redfall. I mean, did any or their mini fridge? Did anyone anyone enjoy Redfall? I love the cape.
I mean, what is there to enjoy? I didn't see any gameplay. I didn't know what the gameplay is going to be.
So this is a co-op open, let me get this right, co-op open world game brought from Arkane, which these are guys who did, I believe this is the Dishonored team, if I'm correct, Dishonored and everything. So they've got expertise making these kind of open world games. The characters look amazing, I got to say. You can tell that it's already going to be kind of a hero-based skill. Class-based kind of thing, with the four people having their own weapons and skills. But I don't like the vampire setting. But hey,
why?
I guess because it's not zombies. It's kind of the point of
you hate vampire setting because it's not zombie. That doesn't make sense at all.
Look, I'm just saying that you either get zombies or space marines or you get vampires apparently. can we get some more but the character designs look amazing, and this is the gameplay right here. I mean, it's not the gameplay as in
this is a trailer
but the way I look at trailers is I look at everything they're doing in here. That's her abilities, that's what you're going to be using, that's how it's not maybe how you play the game, but that's what the concepts are and what you should look forward to having see in an actual gameplay
like, reveal. That's how do you define yourself. That's how you set your expectation too high. I don't think the gameplay is going to be like this at all.
I mean, no, there's key things within what these characters are doing represent that's what the gameplay is going to be, part of the gameplay. That's why they make these trailers.
Actor skill. Actor ability.
But yeah, I mean, Twisted Cape is like, he'll be more excited when there's actual gameplay of it. And then, vampires aren't explored as much.
It's not like, cinematic concept trailer, essentially.
You can assume, because there is going to be a multiplayer mode, you can assume that the multiplayer mode is actually the humans versus the vampires. That's just as simple as that. And then in single player, it's the co-op.
I don't think this will have this might not have a story in a sense. Like, this could just be...
Like a loose overworld story kind of thing. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, at the very end, there's kind of like, there's these kind of horde vampires. There's also kind of what I would say are the player vampires. But then there's also this kind of overarching vampire who could be, at the end of the day, like maybe a player who's kind of like captaining the other players. I mean, who knows? Like I said, we don't have actual gameplay. This is all things that you can just theorize from what's being shown. But I was actually kind of excited. They ended the show on this. So, hey.
I wonder, like, is this might not play out like Left 4 Dead does?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like another Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, have you played Left 4 Dead though?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, I haven't played Left 4 Dead.
This could just be like the multiplayer mode in Left 4 Dead where it's 4v4.
It could be.
But when the zombies die, you just respawn as another zombie.
Isn't that what they are doing for Back 4 Blood?
That's Back 4 Blood. Yeah, same concept. Yeah.
Which, you know, that's pretty much, I mean, same people. So they're like, hey, let's just do it. I mean, we've got so many of these specific kind of Left 4 Dead. Goodness.
Left 4 Blood shooters. I definitely feel like games like Left 4 Dead had their heyday back in the early 2010s, like when those games came out.
Mm-hmm.
It just definitely seems like now, like, the trend is for sure, like, Battle Royale and that kind of stuff, right? Like, these kind of modes. I just don't know. Like, I don't know how Back 4 Blood's gonna do. Like, when Back 4 Blood comes out, like, I don't know how people are gonna jump on it and be like, this is what I want to play. Like, get the fuck out of here, Fortnite. Like, I'm back on Blood.
I mean, isn't Rainbow Six also doing this kind of stuff? Rainbow Six Extinction.
Exactly. Yes, that is the exact same thing there. So we do have. I guess we'll just have the trailer up. But yeah, this is the exact same thing for the Rainbow Six Extraction, which same concept. I mean, this time instead of, I think we're zombies, right? Modified genetic.
Not zombies, things. Alien.
Aliens.
Alien.
There we go.
Oh yeah, it's a good. It's always like
there was an event on Rainbow Six Siege like a few years ago where the game event was. There was an alien like meteor.
That was 2-3 years ago or something like that.
These are correct me if I'm wrong, these are the Siege characters too, right?
Yeah, it is. It is the Siege character.
So I mean, like, honestly, I thought that, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind playing this with friends, but I think with a lot of these games, and similar to, like, you know, any co-op game, they're a lot of fun. It just depends on which one is your flavor. So, as Mike was saying, Twisted Cape was saying, like, hey, you know, vampires haven't been explored that much. Maybe you're not into vampires. Maybe you're more into this alien thing. Alien goop. Then you can hop on this one. It just depends on which one you like. I assume they're all going to be solid, but.
But for this game, though, some streamer already played it and they didn't like it. They said it was too boring.
Oh, really?
It's too boring?
Too boring. The mission is just the same thing over and over again.
I'm sure there's more variety. Actually, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a vertical slice or it's just the truth of the matter is it's just like an early look at the game, right? Yeah. It's not done yet, so.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have, like you said, a lot of gameplay stuff behind closed doors at that, you know. A lot of times we get a lot of impressions from the press too. And a lot of these games, you know, they weren't able to play them or have demos of them, so we're just kind of left wondering. But let's just hop on over to Square. Let's just go ahead and over. Yeah. We already talked about Guardians of the Galaxy. It looks great. It looks fun.
It's better than the Avenger. I'm just gonna say that because it's single player.
It's single player. You're focused on Star-Lord. You get to do kind of like dialogue choices, which talk about that involve the other characters and kind of change how they kind of think of you and stuff. I don't know. I think that it harkens a lot more to the comics instead of the Marvel universe, the movie cinematic universe, which is nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I just like, is it going to do well? Because like the Avengers game, nobody gives a shit about.
I mean, the Avengers game is something, else.
Life Sources game is not for everyone, and nobody play the Avenger.
I just want to know, like, is this, like, this isn't Square, who's just, like, they have the Marvel license, and they're like, well, shit, we need to make money. Like, we need.
Let me yeah. go into the combat. The combat is a weird twist of Final Fantasy VII Remake-ish. Well, or I guess any type of kind
action
of
RPG,
action yeah. RPG. So you do choose what your teammates are doing that does slow down. And then, you know, I don't remember.
This does look a lot like fucking Final Fantasy.
Yeah, right?
It?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so you get skills and new things as they go up and all that stuff. Honestly, I think it's going to be better in terms of like, hey, I really would like to play this and just enjoy having fun. It looks like it's just like that, in the vein of having fun. Don't take it seriously. I think the writing is the banter between the characters was great. It did look sketchy on Switch, because I'm pretty sure.
They're putting this on Switch? Holy shit.
I'm 100% sure.
Yeah, it is on the Switch. They show it on the Nintendo Direct.
Oh, no.
No, I'm 100% sure, 100% sure that this is, that the one that they showed on the Switch was actually the 360, the Xbox trailer. I don't think it was a Switch trailer.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, I just want to say that it was. But Knight of Doom is saying that, you know, the character designs, as we were talking about before, are based on the comics rather than the movies. And I think that's what they're leaning into more.
Yeah, obviously, because I think it's the same dilemma. I mean, I don't know if they have the licenses for the movie characters, because maybe that's probably a letter licensing issue entirely.
I don't think they have the license for both.
Yeah, they might not have like the rights to have, you know, their faces or anything like that. So
or
it could
Vin
be.
Diesel.
Yeah, Vin Diesel. Yeah, Vin Diesel.
But yeah, just put him in.
Do you know that the Groot is Vin Diesel?
Yeah, it's Vin Diesel.
Okay.
You knew that, right, Adrian?
I thought you didn't know that.
I know that, right? I know everything. Chief is thick.
God damn. Okay. Anyways.
So anyways, this was the one game that we didn't really know about. They kept this pretty much under wraps, so kudos to Square for that. But what they kept even more under wraps, do we want to skip Babylon's Fall, or do we want to talk about Babylon's Fall?
Everyone skip Fall that shit. Good. Why would you skip that game?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You want me to skip it? Babylon's Fall? Here's one thing I do want to say about Babylon's Fall, and you guys can agree with me or disagree with me on this one. Babylon's Fall, I'm 100% sure Platinum Games took whatever engine or modified version of the engine they built for Grand Blue Relink and just... Is this game not Grand Blue Relink? Is this not Relink?
Hey, it's Platinum, so I'm giving them a pass.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, like, Cygames is supposed to be still using it. I think I heard that, like, Platinum made the combat for Cygames.
Cygames, right.
And then Cygames is still using it, but they're just taking over the rest of the development.
This just feels like, it feels like, but, I mean, and this is a games for service. This is going to be continuing. So this is an ongoing development. And they did say specifically, coming off the success of Nier Automata, they do want the combat to kind of have a feel like Nier Automata.
Look at that. That's Nier Automata gameplay.
It pretty much kind of is.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. And you can't really see the art style.
I mean, it looks good, though. I'm excited for this game.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes out before Grand Blue Relink, I will definitely play this first.
At this point, no, Grand Blue Relink is not gonna be releasing at all.
No, it is. So? They've already had some announcements.
They put out a roadmap.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a roadmap.
Just like we know.
Have they released it yet?
No,
I know.
Okay, they're
still.
It's not gonna come
I think the roadmap had like what year it may be released in it.
They said like this is what we did recently, and this is like we're still working on it. Don't worry about it. But that's
I usually don't like game as service type of game. But for, I'm like, giving Platinum a pass because Platinum
because it's Platinum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we get Babylon's Fall, not to be confused with Godfall, that's also coming out PS4. Get your falls ready and your golden fonts. But you know what? You know what? Sorry, Life is Strange. We love you. And True Colors. Also, also coming to the Switch. Hey, coming to the Switch.
We skip. Let's get to the good part.
Let's do it.
I don't care about Life is Strange.
All right.
Yeah, let's get to the good part.
So straight up. Oh, fudge. We're going to kill chaos all over again. Okay, so last podcast, pre-E3 predictions, you know, we had heard rumors of this Final Fantasy Souls-like game. And we, you know, Alex and I were like, yo, you know, we could see it. It could be awesome. It could be, it's done by the Neo devs. So what is this game going to be like? You know, we were talking about how using magic might be kind of strange or awkward. And what are they going to do for party members?
Yeah. And then here we are for fucking party members. But yeah.
But we never, ever.
Yeah.
Who on God's green earth greenlit this? I would rip myself out because with the memory of their struggle buried deep in their hearts.
Okay, so here's what's up. Let's talk about the trailer a little bit. Let's talk about the video game. And I think let's have a prediction time about whatever the fuck this game is supposed to be.
Okay.
So, I mean, do you want to explain the game?
The game itself is called A Stranger in Paradise?
Stranger of Paradise.
Final Fantasy. A Stranger of Paradise Origins.
The main character got isekai'd into the Final Fantasy universe.
You look at it right now. Look at him.
Okay, we'll
fucking piece of shit.
So what people don't realize is that is I'm actually pretty sure that is an outfit from Final Fantasy for a warrior or something. The way that the shirt is actually tattered, I feel like that I've seen this shirt before.
You think that's a legit Final Fantasy outfit?
I am trying to defend this man hardcore.
You're not gonna say that. Have you seen the other character designs?
Yeah, have you seen the other character designs?
They're wearing fucking sneakers. Have you seen that?
Oh my goodness.
One of them got a flannel on their fucking hips. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
So this game is, I mean, this is the brainchild of Tetsuya Nomura. What he said specifically, and I looked this up in Japanese. I mean, I I'll put it on the screen for everyone who wants to look at this.
Here, I'm sending you a link on fucking Discord right now.
Yeah.
Open that up and look at these outfits. Okay. Look at these outfits. There's no way you can be like, yeah, that's a Final Fantasy outfit. Scroll down. Okay,
we're looking at homeboy now.
Jack. Sure, he's on fucking boots.
What's his name?
Jack. It's Jack.
Jack. Okay, Jack. Okay, so we got Jack.
Yeah. Okay, look at his outfit. Pretty normie, right? Now look at Jed. Look at his shoes. Look at his fucking shoes. He's wearing jeans.
Sorry. Bruh came out of Final Fantasy 15, the broke edition. Yeah. The broke back edition.
Okay, all right. That's fucking Jed. Now look at this guy. Look at his shoes. Okay? Look at his fucking shoes.
No, stop doing it. Chad, stop doing it.
Look at his flannel.
Yeah.
So is there a chance that they actually just came from the bouncer?
No.
Dude, that would be the biggest fucking plot twist ever.
They just came from the bouncer. That's it. You can't
look at that and be like, that's a Final Fantasy outfit.
So hold up. Here's the thing that I don't understand. Why is his shirt like it is? Why does he have something? I still feel like Jack is somewhat kind of like he could have been seen in some type of current Final Fantasy. I feel like he could have been. The other two, probably not. No, they can't. But why on earth is he still wearing the same thing, but they got armor on? They just changed.
Because he's the main character, you know?
Because he needs to stay simple. He needs to stay basic.
Yeah.
I think that's just his starting equipment. I think everyone starts the game. I think all three of these guys start with whatever outfits they have. And then this, for some reason, for the trailer, they're like, oh, just leave him in his starting equipment or whatever the fuck.
And this guy.
Let me keep the trailer going. Let me keep the trailer going, chat. I mean, so here's the thing. And I've watched probably 45 minutes of gameplay for this thing. I've watched everything, including, yes, if you have a PS5, you can go download the demo now. And you can go all the way up to the fight with Chaos. You get the fight. Chaos, aka Garland.
Wow, you
so,
get to fight Chaos?
Yeah, you do get to fight.
Do you get to kill, but do you get to kill Chaos?
Oh, that's the whole
I don't
game
think you get. I don't think you can kill Chaos.
If you kill him, you don't need to.
That's
play,
the whole game.
You don't need to buy the game. Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, it is an action game, an action Souls-like game. In the demo, you do take a lot of damage. I mean, a lot of damage if you're not careful. But it does play. It is much more of a faster pace, and it is done by the part of the team at the Neo. It has the same producer from the Neo series and the brand manager from Koei Tecmo. So I mean, I don't think they're halfing this game. You know, half-assing it. I think. Just like with Neo 1,
it's going to be just as good as a Neo game.
Exactly. Just I mean, some of the animations are actually straight up from Neo.
From Neo.
Right. So what this is, what this demo is just, hey, this is a demo. This is kind of like the proof of what's happening. Guys, play it. We're going to get feedback because everyone remembers.
Yeah, there's a survey with the demo, right?
I mean, how many times did Neo have betas and alphas?
Oh, that's true.
There was like four or five. And they changed the game drastically. Now, I don't know if the art style or the direction or the characters are going to change because they look dead as heck on the inside and uninspired.
I mean, the dialogue is so fucking bad.
Can we reenact the dialogue?
Let's reenact it for everyone to let's get our theater chops ready.
Who's gonna be the main character? Who's gonna be Jack?
You can be Jack.
Okay. I love how Ehe wrote us dialogue, but we have no clue which characters are saying it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Ehe,
already tell from the trailer.
Okay. Yeah, let me loop the trailer for everybody. Maybe we'll even be. I'll try to do it exactly when it starts. Here we go.
It's like a fucking live dub.
This is like a live.
If you turn on subtitles on YouTube, it'll help actually. But you know, me and Ahair are watching on Twitch.
You'll be behind. It'll work for me only.
We're like 3 seconds behind.
I'm here to kill Chaos. That's my mission. Music. Insert music. Dun, 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 dun. Looks like Chaos has been waiting for us. Dun, dun,
You're gonna make us. What? You're gonna make us come in?
Come on, guys.
Yeah. I guess we'll show ourselves in.
I only want one thing. I want to kill Chaos. I need to. It's not a hope or a dream. It's like a hunger, a thirst.
This is the origin.
I hate doing pest control. This is the shrine of Chaos. He's here. We just have to hunt him down. What is this? The darkness is so thick I can taste it. This is it, no doubt.
Did you type in a stream or you did?
There was a knight who left on the same journey as you, but never returned. His name was Garland. If you could, I would be grateful if you looked for him. Chaos.
Just chaos.
I'll crush you. No, when you're beaten. Does anyone want to be Chaos?
No, Chaos honestly legit has the best voice acting in this trailer.
No, this is the issue I had. Hold up. They showed this out of order. He's fighting Chaos. They know they're fighting Chaos. Why on earth is right after the fight with Chaos, he says, "No, when you're beaten," and the main character says, "And who are you, Garland?" And he's like, "We're here to kill Chaos."
No, Garland. Oh, Garland is the one who said, "And who are you?" Yeah, Garland and the one who said,
"Yeah, he's like, and who are you?" The problem is very obvious.
And then the main character answer, "We're here to kill Chaos." That's not the question, my dude. That's not the question.
The question is, it's Garland. No, I am to become Chaos.
It's Garland. I become Chaos.
I gotta say, this logo transition was hype as heck, though.
I gotta say, honestly,
look at that logo transition. It goes from Garland's head to then goes to his full body. That's fucking awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah,
Amano going ham on that art.
Like Chaos, honestly, like not joking, had like the best voice acting in that whole trailer.
He did. I mean, he did. He did. I gotta say, here's the thing. They Nomura said he wanted to make a Final Fantasy spinoff that didn't feel like Final Fantasy, that didn't have the same, I mean, it has the same blood of Final Fantasy, the same kind of similarities there, but he really wanted to make a game about an angry man. I kid you not, an angry man, which he succeeded in that. Sad. That's what he said. That is a quote.
He's done a bunch of just like emo characters before, but yeah.
So my question though is, would this have been better if it did not have the Final Fantasy name on it?
Oh, like if it was just like a video game?
If it was just a video game that's coming from
the Neo team, right?
The Neo team and Square Enix collaborating.
I feel like if it doesn't have the Final Fantasy name, it's just gonna be some generic game.
It is some generic looking game. What do you? What
game but it's Final Fantasy,
at?
Though.
What game are you looking at? This you could say this is Final Fantasy, or you could call it Neo Fantasy if you want.
No, it looks honestly. I don't like these environments look dull to me. But here's what I think: what they could have done is they could have like just shown this without a title, like how they announced MGS5. If you remember how they did that.
Oh yeah.
They could have just been like, oh, check out this game we're working on, has this working title, and then
this will just use the Stranger of Paradise part.
Yes, exactly.
And then add the Final Fantasy Origin.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what they did for MGS5. Yeah, that's what they did for MGS5.
Maybe at the end of the game. Maybe they should just show it at the end
of
the game.
They could have just done it like for E3, it's like, here's Stranger of Paradise, and then people are like, oh, that kind of looks like Garland, I don't know. And then at TGS, they'll be like, hey, what's up? This is actually a Final Fantasy game.
And I think that
I don't know if that would have gone over better. Yeah.
We are doing a better marketing job than Square Enix.
Yeah, Square hire us.
Well,
yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. They have people talking for better or worse. If you look at the game, honestly, when I looked at the demo and figured out, you know, the systems and how it kind of plays, and I was like, you know, I actually would like to try this, because you can have up to three classes. There's mage, there's warrior, there's dragoon, at least in the demo, and you can swap between two of them on the fly. You do have magic that does kind of charge awkwardly looking. I mean, like literally you there's a magic wheel, there's like a weapon wheel kind of deal. And it does look fun. It's not balanced. Some of the moves look cool. The Dragoon class looked actually like a lot of fun. But there's something about the combat that still isn't like solid. Yeah. Still early.
Is that how Neo plays though? Because that kind of reminds me, hearing that, that reminds me of Code Vein, where you can switch between, you can equip two weapons on Echo Vein, and you can switch between two of them at like any time, basically.
You can do that on Neo. Yeah.
Okay. And then like you, for the cast magic, you just kind of hold a button down, and then you'll just like cast magic as long as you have points for it.
Yes.
And honestly, like, it just sounds, you know, like I've never played Neo, but that's not like conveyed to me. So
yeah, here's my main problem with the game. The animation doesn't look good at all. I mean, it's so,
I mean, this is still early.
It doesn't
this
have
is still
any
early.
Impact to it.
And I do say that
the attack doesn't have any impact to it.
It feels light, and there's not impact. And like I said, this is still early. This, I don't know if this is an alpha or if this is like what phase is in development, because this is coming out in
next year. If it doesn't get delayed.
Welcome, Shell, to the podcast. We're over here talking about recapping E3. But yeah, I mean, if it doesn't get delayed, would you mind if it got delayed?
No, not at all. No, I mean, like, have the game out when it's ready. I mean, I'm already playing through a lot of games like, as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about this game, so this game could, like, release whenever it wants.
I'll play it. Like, I'll play it when it comes
out.
Yeah,
I'll play it when it comes out.
But I'm not like, I'm not like, oh, shit, I want to, you know, get my hands on Stranger. I want to play as Jack. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, whatever.
I got an early copy of Final Fantasy Origins Stranger of Paradise.
You're going to say it like that? Like a registered trademark?
Like, I got it. Yeah. I got it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I got Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin registered trademark.
I mean, it's just one of those things where I believe this game's going to change a lot. I have faith in the Neo team. This isn't like, it's not Square developing. This is definitely
the
core of
the
Neo. I mean, it's going to be solid.
Yeah. So what I've said is like, even if the story sucks, even if the dialogue is horseshit, as long as it's like a good video game.
No, that's what I hope changes. I hope I believe.
It's horseshit until the release.
That's what I hope changes, though. And I think that's what a lot of people gravitated towards. And it's hard not to. We literally read Kill Chaos. Oh, it's so thick.
Wait. You're waking up to this.
Wait, what did you just say?
Oh, fucking weird. Waking up to everyone talking about chaos on the timeline. So weird. What are they talking about?
Is I woke up, I checked Twitter, and I was like,
what ending? What the fuck?
What, everyone hates chaos for some reason? Like, what did I miss? Like,
what did we miss? Happened? But I mean, like, look at this. I hate doing pest control. What is the thick part that's in here? This is the shrine of chaos.
The darkness is so thick. Yeah,
the darkness is so thick.
The darkness is so thick.
But I mean, this game does have
chaos. Is so thick.
But I mean, there is a parry mechanic in this game that you can enchant your weapons. You can enchant your armor. There are skill trees for each of the jobs, so you level up your jobs as you're playing. So it has that kind of part of the Final Fantasy in it.
The next video for this.
What? I'm gonna kill chaos. God. Oh, the next video.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna be here forever if you. Let's
move on from the best. The best. The best game of E3, right there.
Good, but so Standard of Paradise, I gotta give them credit. They got people talking.
Yeah,
they got people talking.
Lots of credit, people are talking about it. Yeah,
the world is happier because of Standard of Paradise.
Like everyone knows that Danganronpa is the best fucking game, but we're all talking about Stranger of Paradise.
There were some great things. I mean, and we'll kind of close it out with two things with Nintendo and Elden Ring. Starting with Nintendo, because Nintendo arguably, I mean, lots of things that happened. Number one, of course, Kazuya coming to Smash Ultimate. And I was like, that trailer, I don't know why it's not here, but that trailer, my goodness.
And Trix last night was screaming.
We actually did scream. We actually just went like, oh my goodness. Like
the moment when we realized it was Kazuya, we thought, oh shit. Yeah. Oh,
freaking Ganon getting carried down. Like, what's happening?
It was Kazuya when they reached the cliff and the Mishima family always threw each other
off
from
the cliff.
Fucking cliff. Yeah.
The craziest thing was this didn't have like the normal fanfare of a Smash announcement where they kind of drum it up with all these things before they actually send an invite to the character. This man straight to business. Just drop
him. Get the fuck out of here.
I thought he was going to be the Breath of the Wild 2 trailer because of Ganon, but it doesn't look like that in Breath of the Wild.
We were hoping, of course, you know, me and Alex, we were hoping for a Crash Bandicoot to be up in this. But this is, you know, Bandai Namco is the developer of this game.
Yeah,
they have to have a rep in here somewhere else.
The only representative they have so far is Pac-Man.
They need to get someone. You know, Shell was saying it was a great trailer right here. And or she's either talking about this or Breath of the Wild 2. One of the two. I mean, both are great, but.
Kazuya have the sound effect from Tekken, so it sounds so good.
The announcer from Tekken was actually in it well. So I mean,
the next battle,
Tekken music.
We didn't even realize that when we watched it because we were screaming at that point.
It was so cool, and you know, Mike or Twisted Cape is actually pointing this out. Like, I like how they spilled the tea on his moveset, because what was kind of insane was how, like, everyone and I watched other people talk about this. It's like, how are they going to put all these moves in here for this man?
Like, all of this is the iconic, like, Kazuya, like, thing. That's a rage mechanic. There's also a rage mechanic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got his devil form in here as well. Super looks, I mean, you know, they did a great job, you know. And it brings up the question, and I was talking about this with Ehe last night. Smash Brothers Ultimate, there's only one more DLC character left, right?
Yeah.
Do they stop or do they continue? Because I can't see in another world where Sakurai, whatever Nintendo's next system is like, yeah, we're going to do another Smash Bros.
Yeah, didn't he say that this was the last one? He's tired.
I feel like it's actually going to be the last DLC, but it's not going to be the last Smash Brothers. It's going to be the last DLC, but it's not going
to
be.
I feel like all they need to do is just keep this one going. You've seen Melee players.
It's not going
to
hold up. Tricks.
Not gonna hold up. How long are people playing in Melee?
Melee is something else. Melee is something else.
Yeah.
As long as it's not as bad as Brawl, they'll keep playing. But he has all of his moves, and I in this trailer, but he has literally all of his moves almost. It's kind of crazy.
What's your prediction for the last DLC? Because I got mine.
Okay, let's hear yours.
My theory is because of the rep have at least two representative. The only one who doesn't have more than one is Capcom. Okay. So I feel like the last DLC is gonna be Dante.
Oh, Dante?
I mean, Dante is so iconic. It doesn't make sense.
Wait, really? You want to get the Dante versus Bayonetta for real?
I hope they put that badge on the fucking cover. SMT badge. Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Yeah. This will release another version of Smash Bros.
That would be insane. I mean, they could go anywhere. This is because if it is his last Smash, right? I feel like it would need to also be something kind of.
It needs to be Dante.
Dear to him too. I feel like it should be something like near to Sakurai.
So okay, so if you think it's Capcom, like, or it's going to be Dante from Capcom, what do you think, Trix?
What's your pick?
I don't know. Everyone I want is in there, so I don't have any picks anymore. I mean, people still want their Kingdom Hearts characters. I still wouldn't mind a Sora, but that would be magical. Because here's the thing: if you get your boy Sora in there, and in God's green earth of amazing miracles, Disney characters in a Nintendo game, what crazy world would this be? What crazy world would it be in that point? Freaking King Mickey Mouse over here fighting with his homies, and then like what?
And then fucking Sephiroth. Yeah.
And then Sephiroth comes in. I mean,
stab Mickey Mouse. Yeah,
it's not gonna be the first time they met Sephiroth.
It's not gonna be the first time. But still, I mean, I just think that like Disney characters with Nintendo would be some sort of fan fantasy going on. Just even just appearing in there, that's what would be crazy for me as assist. So that's why I would like Sora.
That's a good question. If you want like a joke answer, I don't know. Like I just, because the sky's the limit. Like when they announced
Steam for Minecraft,
lost my shit. I was like,
oh man,
well, what the fuck can we do? Go from here? But I want to say, fuck, Phoenix Wright maybe, Ace Attorney.
It is another Capcom rep.
So yeah,
another Capcom rep.
Possibly. Yeah, it could work. Or how about Monokuma from Danganronpa? How's that? That's it.
That would be I mean, that'd be nice for some very subsect of people. I don't even know. Are they're trying to
like,
get
Monokuma
more?
Monokuma doesn't like fight. He just kills.
Kill people. He makes people kill people.
Yeah, he like hits like a button and then he does the execution. You played all the Danganronpa games, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite execution from Danganronpa?
The one that turned Mondo into butter.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It doesn't make sense. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we also had Super Monkey Ball, Banana Mania. That's something that I was not expecting, along with Advance Wars. So if you ever played Advance Wars 1 or 2...
That was a super surprise. That was a surprise, yeah.
I have lots of memories of playing that game on the Advance. I thought it looks fine. I was just kind of taken back by the block style, but like how it looks. I guess it always looked like that. It just... Childhood me doesn't remember much. And then, of course, the biggest... I think the two big reveals from the Metroid Dread. This is the first Metroid game that is connecting the story in 19 years. This is the final arc for the Samus and the Metroids. That's what they said. It's the final arc. It's the final arc.
Metroid 5, yeah. There's just on screen it just said Metroid 5.
We just don't know why it said Metroid 5 and then it said Metroid Dread. I don't know. It was weird, but the game.
I mean, if it's supposed to be Metroid 5, call it Metroid
5.
5. Dread.
Metroid 5 Dread.
Yeah.
Trix was so focused on the font.
I get very focused on fonts. I think this was one of the older Metroid fonts, but the game looks solid. It's coming out this October, I believe. I think this is what people really just wanted. This is coming from the same developer that did Metroid Fusion, I believe. Did I get that right?
For the GBA, right?
And then also the Castlevania crap. I looked it up before. couple Castlevania games as well for the Xbox 360.
Dread.
So I mean, that does look good.
It looks good. What they're saying that, you know, they want to have this. It's facing these kind of enemies that Samus can't defeat in her normal, the normal way. So you're gonna have to play a little bit differently here and there. But it looks solid. I mean, this is if you've been looking for a Metroid game, this is gonna be. I think thanks Nintendo for giving us this.
Yeah, I like how they address Metroid Prime 4 before this.
Yeah, just like, yeah, it's coming out. Chill out. Yeah. It's coming.
I'm like, it's coming. You know, Bayonetta 3? Where the fuck are you?
Yeah,
Bayonetta 3, exactly. We looked at the Platinum Games website last night where Bayonetta 3, and it's like, that game was in 2017.
Yep.
For what happened? And all I can say is Grand Blue Relink. I don't know what happened, honestly.
Bayonetta 3 is another SMT5 situation.
Yeah, but at least SMT5 is coming out. Speaking of SMT5 coming out.
It took so long to come out, though. The SMT5 reveal was back when they first announced the Switch.
So, like, what was that? 2000 and what?
17, too.
Oh, my God.
But, when did they announce the Switch? That's when they announced SMT5.
Oh, no.
Well, at least we're getting SMT5 now.
You're getting it now.
This is Shinagawa. Holy shit, that is so Shinagawa.
We're getting it now. The gameplay, I mean, it looks solid. It looks fun. I got to say, I think a lot of people are going to end up, of course, buying it. There's a lot of people who are still new to the series in terms of they've only played a Persona game. And so they're like, hey, this is coming to a system that I own as well from the same people. So
this game is not going to be easier than Persona.
It's an SMT.
Well, game, no, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of people who know Atlas games have known them for them recently. I would assume have known them from Persona series. Yeah. So they're going to hop in and you know, hopefully they'll enjoy this. We should tell them to play that one game you guys played with the Power Rangers. They're not Power Rangers.
The protagonist looks cute, though.
Yeah.
So is it a guy or a girl? Like, so he fuses.
I don't care.
Here we are. Yeah, because he's bi. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's good.
I think a lot of people like the design.
Look at his transformation.
I think a lot of people really like the design. I've heard some people like crushing on him.
Is it a guy or girl? I can't tell, but I'm gonna hit. I don't care.
And also, this is like the first time like you can see how the demon look in the overworld.
Yeah, and you're right. I think definitely the HUD, the battle HUD, definitely does look like
TMS
sessions. Yeah.
It's I gotta say, having that kind of, I don't know, they've always had really good art direction in these games, and it looks, it's just still sharp. It looks nice. If I own a Switch, I will grab it.
Why'd you say it like a robot?
If I own a Switch, I'll grab it. Trick. Yeah. Thick Chief.
Yeah, the UA looks like TMS. Maybe they are working on another TMS game. I hope so.
Yeah.
So corny.
This could be. So,
man, that game was awful, but it was fun.
That's how I met you guys. That's how I met you guys.
Or me, rude, yeah. Because you're like, who's playing TMS?
And two people.
This is the bonding. This is how we all met. It was over TMS, that game. Yeah, TMS.
Me playing Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
And me like looking like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
Follow all the names on the screen.
Yeah, well, he doesn't stream, but I guess you can follow.
No, he's on Twitter. He's on Twitter. I got his Twitter up there. I got you, bro. So, anyways, so after that, finally, last two games we're going to talk about, because somehow we're making this the epic podcast, so epic that we won't podcast next week.
Really?
No, I'm just making it up.
That's the first time the co-host talked about
that. And I do want to, you know, as Nim said, Fatal Frame, Maiden of Black Water. That was a pretty cool trailer.
This was the Wii U game.
I think so.
We have to talk about Breath of the Wild,
Breath of the Wild 2, next sequel, whatever. There's not actually anything attached to the second part of it. It's just...
Yeah, not yet though. But Nintendo said like they have a title in mind, but they haven't revealed the title yet because it reveals something about the story. So they're not gonna share it yet. Yeah,
this is. I mean, I gotta say, this was probably the first. Now, some other trailers, I was like, "Oh, this is awesome! Woo, whatever." like, cool. But this trailer, I actually kind of dropped my jaw when I first saw it, when Link is just falling through the sky like that. And I'm just holy crap. Like, this is like, I want to get a Switch again.
I want to get a Switch again.
Of course it looks great, but the mechanics that they showed off look really interesting. Of course, you know, Link has his, what is his arm now? Robo arm? I forgot what the actual term for it is. But I think that, hey, they ended the show with the best possible way that people wanted. I know Shell said Breath of the Wild 2, was just okay, question mark? Was just okay?
It's wrong.
Which is wrong.
I mean, what did you both think of the trailer?
I was expecting this, though. We were talking about this, like, last week. We're like, what's the predictions? And I'm like, they're probably going to show something about Breath of the Wild 2. Maybe it won't be, like, gameplay, but it'll be a trailer. And here it is. We're watching it. So I was right. What I think about it, it looks good. I mean, it's just enough. I honestly think it's just enough to, like, appease people who wanted more, like, you know, info, and we got it. And they're probably going to give us a slow drip until marketing for the game picks up at the end of the year.
True. And Shell saying, regardless of what they do, I'll dump 200 plus hours into it. Same with Twisted Cape. Hey, what about you? I mean,
yeah, I like the game.
You like it? I like it.
They did bait me into thinking that it was not gonna be shown, because the first thing that they shown was Zelda Warrior, not Hyrule Warriors.
Hyrule Warriors. And then it was Skyward Sword.
And then it was Game and Watch.
I was like,
no, hey, what true, like, legit, like, true guys, like, that Game and Watch looks so good.
Would you just not want, would you want a bigger, I wanted it as like a big clock, not like a big clock you put on the wall, but like a bigger clock. Cause I like the clock function where it has, like, it's going through, like, some of the older Zelda games.
It's supposed
to
be a Game and Watch. Like, I have the Mario one, actually. It's on my shelf.
I'm not going to play it. This man pulled it out of his pin pocket. I'm not going to play something that small. My eyes is old, bro.
Yeah, although I have one of these, like, babies. No, but it looks really good, because you have Zelda 1, Zelda 2, and you have Link's Awakening, which is a fantastic game. It's, like, one of my favorite Zelda games. And then you get some weird-ass version of, like, a Game & Watch game, but with Link in it. So, and you get the clock functions as well. So that alone, it's going to be, like, $50.
It's old. I think it's a, you know, it's the 35th anniversary, and then this sequel is not coming out until sometime in 2022. Tentatively, it could honestly get pushed back a little bit. We don't know.
I mean, they usually don't delay Zelda games. I don't think so, but
I mean, I guess the thing is, with the development situation, the one for the Wii or the GameCube, was that delayed?
No, Breath of the Wild. Didn't they delay Breath of the Wild?
They might have delayed it to make it a Switch launch title.
Yeah.
I think that's what they always do. So going with that logic, though, delayed to make a Switch launch title, do you think that this is what we get for a Switch Pro? Hey, everybody, go play your Switch Pro. It actually works better. Go play it now, because Zelda works a lot better on it now.
I don't know. It's possible. I mean, lots of people play Breath of the Wild 1 and they're like, this is a great game. No one cared too much. But technically, yeah, Breath of the Wild was running at like 30 frames per second with frame drops all the time. So, I mean, performance wise, it did struggle at points, but I think most people didn't care, because it's still a good game.
I didn't care.
I'm just saying, I mean, a lot of these people who were like, hey, man, what is this Switch Pro? It's coming.
Does anyone, I mean, I don't know the percentage of people who played Breath of the Wild and was like, oh, this game is good, but I would enjoy it better with.
But I mean, like, it came out so early within
that's true.
So, I mean, like, that was like the standard. Honestly, this
at the time, in
some ways, it still is, honestly, the standard. Let's get real.
Yeah, like, a lot of Nintendo games run extremely well on the Switch. Lots of Nintendo games do indeed run at 60 frames on the Switch, because Nintendo is like, hey, we make this console. We kind of know how to get the most out of it. But
recently, a lot of people have been comparing this game to Genshin, because Genshin run a lot better. But Genshin come out like last year, bro. It's not even on the Switch. It's on PC.
Yeah, Genshin's not even on the Switch.
I'm so confused. Why would they do that when the first thing was comparing, you know, Genshin to Breath of the Wild? How are people going back now? Are they just like forgetting? Are they
that Genshin was inspired from Breath of the Wild? Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? But yeah, I think we're all looking forward to that. And Nintendo, honestly, for a lot of people, I got to say, saved a lot of great announcements for us. And gave hope to E3. Not E3, the week of E3. I think we just have to stop calling it E3 because just the week of E3.
They did put E3 on life support. They didn't save E3. They put E3 on life support.
They put it on life support. Kept it from dying completely.
Yeah.
And going to the last game, we're not going to talk about Elden Ring too much. I mean, we can if you guys want to, but we're hitting that. We're hitting that hefty, thefty. Thrifty.
Yeah, we've been talking for an hour and a half. 50. Holy shit.
Yeah, we're on up there. This is the longest.
Aren't
this
you supposed to be streaming video games or something?
Yeah, this is the video game. But Elden Ring coming to us, of course, from Software and, you know, makers of Bloodborne and Dark Souls and Sekiro and all those wonderful
games. Yeah, and
games.
Fucking Armored Core.
And Armored Core. Give me that again. Give me it. Best, let's go.
The best JRPG on the Xbox 360, Enchanted Arms.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that came out. That did happen. Yeah, Elden Ring. I don't think I even have the trailer for some reason. But, I mean, what did you guys think of the trailer? Who did you watch the trailer?
I didn't watch the trailer. I read a lot about the game, though.
What the heck? Yeah. No one watched the trailer? I got to go look up Elden Ring and be like, hey, man, where's this trailer at?
I saw some clip of it. It looks kind of like Sekiro.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that is a good point. So, I mean, here's the thing. The huge draw was always that it's a game being in collaboration with George R.R. Martin. And there's a huge interview on IGN if you want to go read it, where they talk about a lot of the differences between the game. Number one, this game is going to have a kind of Pokemon-like mechanic where you, the enemies that you defeat, you can collect them and use them in battles alongside with you. Another thing that's really different is that, you know, R.R. Martin, you know, George, Game of Thrones man.
You know what? Yeah, no disrespect, but maybe finish Game of Thrones.
Finish the books. So it seems like what he actually provided for them, and this is, you can kind of see it in the trailer, and maybe why Ed has said it kind of reminds him of Sekiro, because it did for me, is a lot of the encounters are more personal. So a lot of, he provided a lot of the backstories for the characters, for the world itself. Yeah. So he didn't do any deep writing, I don't think, but there's a lot of the lore.
Yeah, honestly, like his name is attached, but I actually doubt that he did too much with this game. They're probably just kind of using his name because he just gave some material. But seriously, they'll like finish the books.
It's an open world. Yeah. What the fuck?
It's an open world. I forgot if they said you don't resurrect in this game. There's no resurrection mechanic in it.
So it's not gonna be as hard as Dark Souls then.
Wait, so if you die, you just start from the very beginning again?
No, don't look at me.
That'd be crazy.
You just said there's no resurrection mechanic, so I guess I'm
not.
It's going to be what it seems like they were going for, and what Miyazaki was saying in the interview is that they want the game to be more open. They want you to be able to approach combat in different ways, not just how you've been approaching it in the Souls series or even Bloodborne, but have open options with stealth and your skills are going to be scattered across the world. You have to find them. There's no skill tree. Ehe was saying that, you know, the weapons also have skills in previous Souls games. Weapon arcs, their arts, there we go. And then the other thing is just that they want you to explore. That's simple. They want you to explore and progress in the game without stopping. And I think that's very crucial, because there is a stamina gauge, but they've said it doesn't really factor into your attacks, which usually you know.
Right, your attacks drain your stamina.
Drain your stamina. So in the same way that Sekiro was a lot easier for players, once they got a hang of it, to play more open for more people to get into the series, this game, because it does have that George R.R. Martin on it, that it's going to have more of a focused story. More people are going to be drawn to it just because, oh shit, Game of Thrones, man.
Their
design is so nice.
So all the designs, not the designs themselves, but all the bosses, everything were from Martin, is what Miyazaki was saying.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he pretty much, like, they went hand in hand together with when they were developing the game from the beginning, from the get-go. So, of course, it's co-op.
You're going to release it on PS4 and Xbox One?
Yeah, NPC.
So.
Oh yeah.
Shell saying that he's never going to finish
PC
the book.
PC is a given, but I didn't expect PS4 and Xbox One. I thought they already.
Well, when this game was announced, like the PS5 and the Xbox Series X weren't even out at the time. So to me, that makes sense.
That's true. And I think this is coming 2022, if I remember again. So, but yeah, I mean, that's Elden Ring. Story is pretty simple. There's a big tree. There's an Elden Ring.
That's people, all we know. And it's, yeah. And it's old.
There's a tree.
Well, and people, old, yeah. The people who apparently live near this place were all blessed. But then for some reason, some of them started losing those blessings, those powers, and they were cast out. They're called the Tarnish, which is your main character. Once the Elden Ring gets exploded for some reason, they're like, hey, let's go back home. And that's where the story picks up. That's still ready for the story.
Yeah, I'm done for this game. This game looks good.
Yeah, sure. Like, well, it comes out January. So like what, 7 more months or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. It's coming out soon. So I'm hyped for it. I'm looking forward to it. And I guess I should go play some more Souls games before I die. At least Code Vein. At least Code Vein.
Yeah, you should probably play Code Vein, yeah.
I need to get my...
Have you bought Code Vein?
I have bought it. I did actually buy it.
He just hasn't played it.
Oh, you bought it.
Yeah. I bought it the last sale. I bought it the last sale. So I'm like, hey, you know what?
I still need to continue that, yeah.
Oh, I love Code Vein. It was really good. It was good to play.
I just dropped something. Anyways, that was an awesome show. I think this is our longest show. It's 1 hour and 36 minutes.
Yeah. Pretty long.
Wait, are you talking about E3 or this show?
Like this podcast.
Because
E3 is not an awesome show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
That was good.
That was good. We reviewed Nuggets. We talked about all of the conferences. We even tried to act out a trailer. What didn't we do this episode?
Talk about VTuber, though.
Yeah, talk about VTubers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. What's up in the VTuber world?
I haven't been keeping up with VTuber because of my college stuff.
Yeah.
I've been so busy.
You
with
let
college
get in between you and your...
And your simping.
Yeah. You let college...
It's on Twitch. You can say that. It's on Twitch.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, you're right. I can't say it's banned. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. No. Why are you guys hurting me? I knew I should have made the Unknown Games podcast channel.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Shit, yeah.
You gotta say that.
Sorry, he's right. Like, you can't say that on Twitch anymore. Oh, God.
Yeah, my college stuff, I've been a lot of... It's been... I've been busy with it. The only game I've been playing is D4 DJ.
Today you're playing out of Yu-Gi-Oh for some reason.
You have been playing Yu-Gi-Oh. I've been seeing this man hop into Yu-Gi-Oh. He's like, you know what? I hope Bandai Namco announces a Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Hoping Bandai Namco was a Yu-Gi-Oh Battle Royale.
Oh my god, yeah. That's fucking Bomberman Battle Royale, which I have been playing actually.
Which is free if you want to go.
Yeah.
Download it. It is a free game, so you know.
Yeah.
Also, that Final Fantasy Battle Royale, they did show it on Square Enix.
I think they showed it I think a couple weeks ago as well. I watched it. It looks fine, you know.
It looks like PUBG Mobile. It looks
but with like summons and stuff.
PUBG Mobile.
Hey, but you know what's gonna be awesome is when we get those crossovers, when we get crossover events where the strangers end up in all the actual Final Fantasies.
Let's not.
I don't want him to be.
Look. If they isekai into other Final Fantasies, he's gonna be like, "I'm looking for chaos."
He might in 14 actually, because 14 has a ton of crossovers. Actually, just like Lightning was in 14 once.
See.
Yeah.
See.
Anyways. 14. I didn't want to meet that man.
Oh man. Well, you know, Twisted K, thanks for being here as well. It was a fun show. Great job. We did our best here. This is the dream team. You know, we should get together more often for drinks.
Sure.
I didn't drink.
Oh, you can? Is it illegal where you are?
No, I don't drink because I'm straight edge, baby.
You straight? Really? Hey, we're straight what now?
Straight edge.
Straight edge.
Oh, straight edge. I thought you said you're straight H. Much, yeah. I'm like, straight H? What is it?
Straight H.
Straight edge. Straight edge. Excuse me? She was like, excuse me? Straight edge? This man is a straight edge. But anyways... We're going to let you go. I'm still going to be here because I'm still streaming for another hour and a half. Remember, you know what? Where can everyone find you? Go ahead. Share your socials.
You can go ahead. You can follow me every 24 on Twitch. Actually, I'm streaming tomorrow, basically this time. I'm going to play probably FF14. Speaking of FF14, actually. But yeah, I don't know. It's fun. It'll be a good time.
There you go. Ehe, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at three double H triple E. And I also have a podcast, but we haven't uploaded in a while because of my college stuff.
Oh no.
AT have been bugging me, but we shall do another episode. I did appear on another podcast called Keepsake. We were talking about Coco.
Yeah.
Graduating Coco. From whole life. Yeah. It was sad.
Was sad.
But it is her decision, so I cannot like dispute it.
What's the name of that podcast? If you want to promote it, or if you
My podcast or my friend podcast? Podcast is Virtually
Friend.
Talking.
Well, I was going to say your friend's podcast.
Yeah, for the one that I appeared like a week ago is Keepsake.
Okay.
By awesome. Jay Agonoi.
There we go. And now, of course, you can follow me at NinjaTrix, NinjaTrix, on Twitch. And
I mean, if you're on this channel right now,
if you're on this channel, hit that sub button.
Follow me.
Follow me again, everybody. But yeah, you can catch me. I'm playing Kingdom Hearts and also Bloodstained right now. Loving Bloodstained. And then, of course, you know, give the podcast a follow on YouTube. That's at Unknown Games Podcast. Give a subscribe right there. And of course, on our other socials, socials on Twitch and Twitter and Instagram. Always do that at @UGP_cast. There we go. That's going to do it for us this week. That was episode number 88 of the Unknown Games Podcast. Next week, we're going to be on 89, where I talk about my personal life experiences as a clown. Get ready.
What? You ever said that's a clown?
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right, everybody. You set the tone. Go play some games.
All right. Peace.
Peace out.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah.